Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Welcome back to the Friendship Show here on KX93.5. My name is Mark Miller. I've just been here hanging out with Amanda Pointer, my co-host.
Oh, hey.
Where'd you go? We were talking to John Secretan in the last segment. He's being honored at In Our Backyard, the big event, November 5th.
I know somebody else who's being honored that we have yet to mention.
What? What are you talking about?
Oh, you're so humble. You guys, Mark Miller, our very own Associate Executive Director, is being honored as well. He is one of the amazing people that have done so much for the community, and it's going to be really nice to honor him.
All right. Well, thank you. Move on.
Can I keep going? I wasn't part of that decision, but I would imagine they're honoring you for your creative, you know, mind to come at these solutions and these problems creatively, your passion for this community. I bet those are two big things they're honoring you for.
Well, I don't know about that. They may just be honoring me because I've lasted longer than most.
Yeah, tell us, for those of you that don't know, Mark's been with this organization, the Friendship Shelter, for many years.
10 years. I've been with the organization 10 years. This is what I would say. I've seen so many wonderful people be acknowledged by this organization, people that I truly, truly admire. Usually my responsibility at this big event is to stand behind and off to the side,
sure,
of some very great people who get up and share their story about how Friendship Shelter changed their lives. And it's a tremendous privilege. It is by far the best part of my job is when I get to stand next to someone while they share their story.
Wow.
And make it, you know, a badge of honor, and are proud. It's absolutely the most remarkable part of my job. So I feel like I feel like I have a responsibility to chip in. Do you know what I mean? And to finally stand in that space and to share my story of Friendship,
right,
Shelter.
Well, you absolutely deserve that. You've done so much. Tell everyone your background in the organization.
Well, I started with the organization 10 years ago, and really, you know, all the people that I've met at Friendship Shelter, whether they are residents or tenants or clients or whether they work there, I've never met anybody who ever thought that they were going to be at Friendship Shelter.
Right. The mystery of where we end up in life.
Right? No one ever in our building, whether you work there or live there, no one ever thought, oh, I'm going to end up at Friendship Shelter.
It's true.
But I would say this, you know, my life was on a certain path and was moving in a certain direction. And then one day everything changed. And it was extremely difficult, and I was confused and lost, and I needed something. You know, I needed something that was important. I needed something that was big.
Something
I needed,
you could believe in.
I needed a reason to wanna keep moving forward, and I found Friendship Shelter.
Wow, that's profound.
So if anyone ever told me that I was going to be working at a homeless shelter in Laguna Beach, I would have said it was nowhere on my radar.
Right.
And I would even say when if someone had told me, not only are you going to end up at Friendship Shelter, but you're going to be here 10 years from now.
Right.
I would have said, there's no way that that's going to happen. It's absolutely not possible. But this organization has fulfilled so many things for me, and this organization has allowed me the opportunity to do the things that are very important to me in a very important way that directly affects people.
Right. What's one of those things? What's one of those things that is very important?
Well, you know, really the bargain that I had with Friendship Shelter when I started was they said, you know, we're trying to sort of move this organization to the next level. We'd like to be more professional. We'd like to be more effective. We'd like to have a farther reach. But we're at step one. And what we're looking for are creative people who want to help us build this organization into something. Would you like to be one of those people?
Wow.
The creativity of that, you know? And even though I say people, you know, like my background before this was in theater.
Right.
But, imagine as a director or a producer, someone coming to you and saying, could you produce this?
Oh, yeah. The opportunity is like a blank canvas.
Yeah. So it's always been very exciting. You know, it's always been very thrilling. But this organization is never completely satisfied with where it's at.
Okay.
And one of the things that I truly love about working at this organization is that we're always looking for what's next. Hmm. We're always measuring things not just by how successful they've been, but by what they haven't been able to do.
Interesting.
We've never been happy with who we are. We're always looking at who we could be.
Wow. Well, that's how you grow, I guess.
And I just find that, I find that very exhilarating.
Right.
So
the possibilities of the future.
Yeah.
Right.
And you meet some really cool people.
Definitely.
You meet some really cool people.
So that brings me to this question of what's it like to grow within one organization for 10 years, meeting so many great people, working with so many great people? What's that like?
Well, I would say this. This has been a very different experience for me working at Friendship Shelter. I have never worked anywhere for 10 years.
Right.
I've never worked anywhere for 5 years. Lots of times, you know, in sort of like an organizational setting, I'm usually part of a swing team, right? Like an organization is trying to make some change. They're trying to get somewhere. They want something to be different. They hire people like me, and frankly, I come in and I turn things upside down and shake it up and say, oh, no, we're doing it like this now, ruffle some feathers, make a bunch of people mad.
And then you're out.
Right. And then it's absolutely impossible for you to stay in that organization because you've made yourself so controversial.
Right.
So you say, here it is. Here's your new, here's your new program. Here's your new organization. And I'm out. See ya. This organization has really challenged me to stay, you know, to help sail the ship. Right. And I guess the way that I would say it is this organization, looking at the hard work, and we were talking about this earlier, looking at the hard work of the people who are tenants or residents or clients of Friendship Shelter, they have to stay and clean up their damage, clean up their mess, take care of their baggage.
Right.
And this organization has really challenged me personally to say, Mark, you're going to have to stay. You should stay and clean up a couple of messes and not just,
wow,
not just be, you know, some whirlwind and then book and run away.
So part of your inspiration is actually our clients.
Oh, absolutely.
That's so touching.
Absolutely.
And that is why you're being honored.
Absolutely. I would just say this, and this is, maybe this will have to be edited. It might be a little bit inappropriate, but you know, we work with a lot of people who struggle with alcohol and drug addiction, sure, and all those kinds of things. And lots of times I'll say, you know, it's not a wonder that person drinks. Right. It's a wonder that person doesn't drink more. If I had to try and deal with that, I don't know what I would do. I don't know how I would pick myself up off the floor, right, to even begin to put one foot forward.
Right. The vulnerability matched with their strength of just meeting themselves in that space is really incredible.
Yeah.
They go through so much. So true.
All right. That's my rant.
Can I ask you one more question?
Quickly.
What does it take to be a leader in the nonprofit arena? Just a quick little baby question.
I have no idea. I have no idea. When I find that out,
That's the best answer.
When I find that out, I'm going to bottle it. I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to be a millionaire. I think what I'm learning is that one of the things most important to being a leader is vision. Look for the moon. Where is the moon? But then I'm also learning that listening is a big deal. It's not about you. It's about the people around you.
Amazing.
And I think that's John Becknell. That's why we're honoring him, because he's teaching me all kinds of things about if you want to stay, right. If you want to be part of this organization and you want to be a leader in this organization, here's some things you need to know.
Right. And it's one thing to shake things up, and it's another thing to navigate the consequences.
Exactly.
And the aftermath of that.
Exactly. Right. Who's gonna be here at the end? All right. Let's do this. Are you done? Can we be done with that?
Yes. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Let's take a quick break.